The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Families that go here, grow here.
Let's say good morning to two young people, Aidan and Molly. Good morning, Aidan and Molly.
Hi.
The McCanns. It's like the McCanns. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to you both. And Aidan, what happened to you last night? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, it was great. So I stayed up till 1 a.m. to watch it with my friends, Adam and Ruben. And it was great. I knew what happened, but it was cool though, because you get to see kind of how it was edited and what they kind of used with the footage you give them, like talking before the act actually comes on.
So what were you watching? Sorry, I lost you there. What were you watching and why?
Oh yeah, so I was watching America's Got Talent All Stars because I was on it last night.
Congratulations.
So I was watching it with my friends, and it's cool because you kind of like forget what happens because it wasn't that long ago. But just when you're on stage, everything becomes a blur.
You had been a young magician. You'd appeared on the Ellen Show. Remember that happening at the time? Britain's Got Talent, Ireland's Got Talent. So your star just keeps ascending, and now America's Got Talent All Stars at the age of
13.
What was it like being there and doing that?
Yeah, it was great. So I was over in LA. It's so nice in LA. They do the best chocolate milks over there. So it was great. Go to the studio and practice a lot on the stage. The stage is really big. It's great. And it's such a blur because the filming, it was so fun, and I'm trying to remember some of the key moments. It's
no,
really
that's
fun
okay.
Backstage
it,
as well.
I sometimes think when you're on a stage that big, the nerves can get the better of you. But you sound like somebody who's pretty good to go, not too concerned about the nerves.
Yeah, I handle them pretty well.
Good man.
It's nice to talk to the acts before you go on as well, to like meet everyone. Everyone's really nice. Really nice.
Well, and that's important to have nice people around you, as you know. Your sister is on the line as well, Molly McCann. Good morning, Molly.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. What age are you at the moment?
I'm 11 at the moment.
And how would you describe your working life? Are you busy? Is it quiet?
It's a new year, so there's always great opportunities going ahead. But this time last year, I filmed a movie in Colombia where I played John Cena's daughter, which is coming out this summer.
Congratulations.
And I also did, I filmed another movie in Achill Island, which is also coming out this summer, where I was Breege Brennan's granddaughter and James Cosmo's granddaughter.
Amazing. Is everyone filming on Achill Island at the moment? It seems to be the place to be.
I
saw you in one of my favourite films from a couple of years ago, which is Herself.
Oh yeah, I got IFTA nominated for that one.
You did get IFTA nominated. You are a veteran actress or actor now, and you were with that's of course Claire Dunne's marvellous film that you were starring as her daughter in that. Did you enjoy that experience? I mean, I know it was
Claire Dunne was really nice on set, and she just made everyone really happy. And after the movie just kind of came out, me and who played my sister in it, we all went to the movies to watch, I think it was Frozen 2, and we had a really good girls' day out.
Who was at it? You?
Me, Claire Dunne, and who played my sister, her name was Ruby Rose.
The three of you?
Yeah.
Did Claire pony up for popcorn and Coke and all the other good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, she's okay then. Now let's talk about some of the other things that you've been in. Feel free, Molly, to be a little bit boastful today. I wouldn't say boastful. I would just simply say that you're just explaining your life to me. What else have you been in? Because you've got quite a track record now.
My very first movie I actually ever did was a Western movie that I filmed in Luxembourg.
Wow.
And that was called Never Grow Old, and I had loads of fun doing that.
With John
Cusack. I played Emile Hirsch's daughter.
Yes. Okay, and what else?
And I also did a movie called Rosie, where my family lived in a car with Sarah Green and Mo Dunfer.
Yeah, you're excellent in that too, yes.
And me and my brother, actually, we both went to Malta to film a series called The Holiday.
Yes.
And
That'll do for now.
Here and there, and adverts and stuff.
Of course, no, that's okay. You're a busy woman. I mean, there's no busy girl, I should say, at this stage. And you've a new film coming along as well.
Yeah, I do. That's the Colombian one I was telling you about.
That's the one. Okay.
I played John Cena's daughter in that one. It's called Freelance, and it's coming out this summer.
This summer, and is Christian Slater in that also?
Pardon?
Is the actor Christian Slater in that as well? I'm not sure.
I thought
I read that somewhere. Don't mind. I'll go back to your brother for just 2 seconds because, Aidan, you're also acting. We saw you in Bad Sisters, which has been a phenomenon.
Yeah. I filmed that mid-2021 and kind of finished early last year in February. That was definitely one of my favourite things to film. It was such a fun experience for the few months. I was travelling to London and back and Belfast and back, and it was just great. The cast are super nice. It was definitely one of the bigger productions I've been on.
Tell me about Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner is great. When we first got to Utah, which is where we were filming,
Horizon, yes,
we were told that we were going to go to his house. So we were there for 4 hours and I was showing him some magic tricks and stuff. He's really nice.
So you got to Kevin Costner's house and he says, welcome. And you say, well, you think I'm the guest here? Let me show you some tricks.
Yeah, because we got there and he was giving me some really good help as well. And I got to meet some of the other cast there as well. And I'm going back over in a few months to film some more with him. So that'll be great.
How come you guys haven't been on The Late Late Show yet?
I'd love to go on it, and I'd love to be able to show you a magic trick.
You can bring Molly with you, because you should come as a package.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
I'd love to.
Okay, well, let's try and make that happen then, because you are very, very talented, and your family are all... Your Aunt Laura is your age, and your mum stars in Vikings and Gunrig. Your dad is an actor who was in Fair City as Richie Lennon. The whole family are involved. This is like... You're like the Von Trapps. Travelling around the world, entertaining us all. Hey, look, we'll talk soon, but in the meantime, keep doing what you're doing, Aidan and Molly. Lovely to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Ryan.
Okay,
thank
guys,
you.
Take it easy. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye. You too, bye.
Look at such little voices, such talent. This is beautiful young people. I like that.